The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And today we're going to talk about the double whammy that occurs when your kid needs braces not just once, but twice. So why does that happen sometimes?
Well, I've been through this with one of my kids, and it is no fun, but orthodontists do it this way to break up what could end up being a very long process. If your kid has a complicated bite or maybe tooth eruption problems, they'll usually end up wearing the braces longer. Wearing braces in two stages gives the kid a break from the braces in between.
I was reading about this, and basically if your child has unusual problems, dentists might start them out on braces when they're about 7 to 10.
Yes, and a two-phase treatment can also help them avoid complicated procedures later, like jaw surgery or even getting permanent teeth pulled.
But in general, it's usually fine to wait until all the permanent teeth have come in to get braces, so most kids can usually wait until around 11 or 12 or 13, right?
That's right, and so far so good on my youngest kid. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that she maybe won't need braces at all. I don't know, probably not that lucky. Because not only do the kids have to deal with the pain of multiple dental procedures, the parents have to deal with the pain of multiple pocketbook withdrawals. Start saving your money now, because braces are not cheap.
Oh, ouch. Painful for kids and parents for sure. But you know what isn't painful? Reading our website.
Nope.
We've got all kinds of good stuff on there. Everything from recipes to advice to awesome giveaways. You'll have plenty of time to visit our site while you're in the orthodontist waiting room. We have a new mobile-friendly design we think you'll like. You can find us at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.